This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A security official has told Reuters that the toll from blast targeting a school in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Saturday has risen to at least 55 people dead and more than 150 injured, many badly. Afghan authorities say the bomb exploded near a girls' school in the majority Shiite district of West Kabul. The Taliban has condemned the attack and denied any responsibility. Ambulances evacuated the wounded as relatives and residents screamed at authorities near the scene of the blast at the school. The bombing apparently aimed to cause maximum civilian carnage adds to fears that violence in the war-wrecked country could escalate as the U.S. and NATO end nearly 20 years of military engagement. Israeli police have clashed in East Jerusalem with Palestinian protesters during the holiest night of Ramadan. Beefed-up police forces marched through the streets of East Jerusalem outside the Old City on Saturday, adding to already heightened religious tensions that have unleashed the worst unrest in the Holy City in several years. Earlier, police blocked busloads of Muslim pilgrims headed to Jerusalem to worship. The police action came after a night of heavy clashes Friday between Palestinians and Israeli police in the Holy City. Tensions in East Jerusalem claimed by both Israel and the Palestinians have triggered major rounds of violence in the past. Early Sunday, the Israeli military said Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired a rocket at the country's south. Again, Israeli police now clashing in East Jerusalem with Palestinian protesters, which has continued from throughout the week. This is VOA News. The European Union has cemented its support for Pfizer-BioNTech and its novel COVID-19 vaccine technology by agreeing to a massive contract extension for a potential 1.8 billion doses through 2023. The EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Saturday that her office had just approved the contract for a guaranteed 900 million doses and with the same number of doses as a future option. The new contract has unanimous backing from the 27 EU members. Hundreds of people were seen partying Sunday night in Madrid, welcoming the end of Spain's 11 p.m. curfew, which was lifted in all but four of the country's 17 regions at midnight. The state of emergency imposed last October, allowing the central government to enforce a nationwide curfew, and local travel bans ended at midnight, and hundreds of young Madrid residents took to the Sol Square, traditionally used to celebrate New Year's Eve, to share freedom, dance, play the drums, and drink with their friends. Many were seen without masks and not complying with social distancing. Madrid has the second highest COVID-19 incidence rate in Spain at 318 per 100,000 people. Top U.S. fuel pipeline operator Colonial Pipeline has shut its entire network, the source of nearly half of the U.S. East Coast fuel supply, after a cyber attack that the company said was caused by ransomware. The incident is one of the most disruptive digital ransom operations ever and has drawn attention to how critical U.S. energy infrastructure is vulnerable to hackers. This shutdown has raised fears of a price spike at gasoline pumps ahead of peak summer driving season if it persists. The U.S. Navy says it has seized an arms shipment hidden aboard a vessel in the Arabian Sea. The announcement Sunday marks the latest such interdiction by sailors amid the long-running war in Yemen. The guided missile cruiser USS Monterey discovered the weapons aboard what the Navy described as a stateless ship in an operation that began Thursday in northern reaches of the Arabian Sea. The weapons seized include Chinese-made Kalashnikov-style assault rifles, sniper rifles, heavy machine guns, and rocket-propelled grenade launchers. The Navy did not identify where it believed the shipment originated. However, similar weapons later have been described as heading to Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.